The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, looks as that's not what I want. Look at, have you seen this picture of Chance that's going around?
Yeah, but who is that guy? What is that?
Okay, turn your mic on because you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about this on the air.
Yeah, I was talking about this on the air.
This felt like a private
conversation. Okay, you have to go to my Twitter, and I will retweet Chance. Go to my Twitter, at John Granato.
Work here.
Chance is famous.
About 8 years ago.
Chance is pretty famous, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Some people know him from Heritage Films.
YourHeritageFilm.com. How about Chenk, the band?
A lot of people listening right now don't know Chenk.
Well, they should know because we got Mike Derry Ashford. Are we going to play this or not?
Yeah, send it to Dell. We got to play this, especially with the Rockets winning.
How about this?
It's a Rockets remix.
Dell, you got the Rockets remix.
Yeah, just cue it up now, Dell.
For now, a lot of people might not know.
James Harden is 47. You were there.
I was there. It was awesome. It was fun. It wasn't as many people as I thought would be there, but okay. I guess I don't know why I thought more people would be there.
It's a 14-17 Utah team. Well, 14-17 now.
Yeah, but it's a good Utah. It's a better Utah team than they've shown.
Roadways were pretty dead yesterday after the Shaw head-to-head and run some errands. I mean, I know the week after Christmas is going to be dead.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy? At 6 o'clock last night, it was the worst traffic ever in the history of this city.
Was it?
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Well, there's some.
And rush hour is just horrible.
I don't know. I didn't see. It's usually much busier.
I'm literally 12 minutes from the stadium. It took me half an hour
to get there?
Yeah. But I still took back roads.
Well, downtown Houston's.
Downtown's, it was ridiculous.
That's no punk. It's always going to be the same.
So, but I was a little surprised. I know that the Rockets aren't as good as they're blah, 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 and whatnot. But I was a little bit taken aback that there were as few people as there were out there. This is still a really good basketball team. This team is 2.5 games out of hosting in the first round of the playoffs. It's 2.5 games out.
No, yeah, the West has been disappointing.
Yeah. The West is down, but at this point, they're not a really good basketball team. We believe they will be, but much like Lance and his Philadelphia stuff, what's the difference between the Rockets and Philadelphia right now?
No, the Rockets aren't a really good team right now. John just said that out loud. I'm not sure why.
Have you not watched them in the last week? James Harden, NBA player of the week.
James Harden's playing his ass off. I wouldn't call them a really good team.
They've won four straight.
I know.
And that got them one game above 500.
Yeah. I wouldn't say they're a really good basketball team right now. I just think that's a little – I think they're playing better basketball, and I'm hopeful that this is a turnaround. You still need Chris Paul. Like, a really good basketball team is going to have –
That's a little scary.
Three different players should be playing really well at the same time. They don't have that right now.
That's a little scary to me. And it's funny. We were at the game, and and Justin goes, oh, yeah, Chris Paul had a good game last game. I go, he was 3 for 10. And he goes, no, he what? You want to bet?
Yeah.
You want to bet? Yeah, he was 3 for 10.
9 assists, 3 turnovers. He was 3 to 1, which is fine. I'll take 3 to 1. But
oh, my God.
He's not playing.
He was 3 for 10 again. That's his third straight 3 for 10.
Yeah. Oh, that's three straight?
Oh, my God. His game log is 3 for 10, 3 for 10, 3 for 10, 2 for 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's not good Chris Paul basketball. Chris Paul's shooting 40% from the, he's a career 47% shooter. He's shooting 40% from the field.
Dude, he can't make. Here's the problem is he can't get by guys now because he just doesn't have that same quickness. Even that half a step is so important. So he can't get by anybody. If he's got a taller guy on him, which he usually always does, is he can't. He's got to change the arc of his shot. And his mid-range, he used to be able to get off because guys had to sag because he could run by him.
Right.
Now he can't run by him, so they don't have to sag. Now he's got to change the arc of his shot, and it ain't going down. He's going to have to change the arc of his shot every time he shoots.
This is my biggest nightmare is Chris Paul, because Chris Paul's got the physical body type. The body profile with his injuries over the last few years, the age, needing to get by guys to, you know, there's certain elements that he needs to be successful. My biggest nightmare is that it all falls apart on him early in this contract. It's going to at some point in this contract. That was a given. It was just never going to be a good contract for 4 years at $40 million. The question was when was it going to happen? And you hoped it didn't happen until year three or even better, year four. My biggest nightmare is that it happens over, because it can't happen overnight when you're 34 years old. That's my biggest nightmare, is that all of a sudden Chris Paul takes a sharp downturn and it continues to decline. We saw it with Carmelo. It's been a decline over the last 2 years, and he can't play in the league anymore. Like no one even wants to touch him for league minimum right now. I'm really worried. Chris Paul's at $40 million. He will be impossible to trade if he clearly has dropped off, unless you're getting rid of bad contracts.
Will be. Honestly, do honestly, right now, who would take on Chris Paul's $160 million? I mean, honestly, right now, he's untradeable.
Well, you can't. I mean, the Lakers wouldn't. Lonzo Ball's playing well right now.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Nobody.
I don't know who would take
on.
Good teams have point guards, generally speaking.
Yeah. Generally speaking, good point guards, but Chris Paul is okay. Where is right now in the hierarchy of point guards in the NBA? Where is Chris Paul?
Well, right now he's not in the top 10, probably.
He's not in the top 20 right now. He's not. That's just reality of it. Mm-hmm. This is scary. This is you got over three and a half years left of this.
I know.
At 3 for 10.
I'm assuming he'll play better. I have to. You know who is playing well right now is Clint Capella. We're not really talking about it, but Clint Capella is doing his job. He's back to blocking shots. He's on the boards. Another good night last night. And he does a really good job on Rudy Gobert. He's one of the few guys that really Rudy doesn't like the matchup.
You know who else did was PJ.
Yeah,
PJ did a hell of a job knocking stuff away on
active hands again.
Yeah, when they're trying to get the ball inside to Rudy Gobert, PJ was there, and you want to talk about a mismatch, and yet dude was going up and not swatting stuff and getting he was a pest last night. Really, really did. I mean, and it's undervalued what he was 6 for 9, 4 for 7. Did you see the stat? Who are the greatest corner 3-point shooters in the NBA over the last 3 years?
Ariza?
Ariza's number 2.
Yeah. It was always, those numbers always shocked me with Ariza.
Ariza's number 2. It's Klay Thompson number 1. Okay. Ariza number 2. PJ Tucker number 3.
Well, and that's a great example of how the Rockets use analytics. They find the best shooters at different areas, or guys that project to be, who don't have a lot of shots in those areas, and they project them into their offense being corner three shooters. That's what they look for, corner threes. Why? Because it's the shortest three. So that's why they look for corner three shooters. Mm-hmm. They look for the easiest shot. That's analytics. What's the most favorable advantage that we can find? That's all analytics is. You're just trying to find the most favorable advantages.
And then there's James, which is the least top of the key. And guess what James does?
Top of the key, 4 feet behind the line.
Right. And guess what he does?
And, you know, Chris, and this isn't even close. His efficiency rating, Chris Paul's efficiency rating, dating back, I'm just going to say since his third year in the league, the lowest it's ever been has been 23.74, and that was in 2009-2010. Right now it's 18.02. This is so low relative to what he's done, his efficiency numbers. It's astonishingly low for Chris Paul right now. Terrifyingly low for a 33-year-old who's going to turn 34 in May. Really, really low numbers.
Boy, and it's amazing. This fall off so drastically, so rapidly after last season. Remember, this is the dude that put in 40, you know, when James was having an off night. Oh, let me just take this over. He did have a 10 for 20 game 5 games ago.
Rebound per nine, yeah.
No, 5 games ago, he had a 10 for 20.
I look at three-year sample sizes because that's usually how decline works. And his points per 40, you know, obviously have really dipped this year. His rebounds per 40 have dipped. His assists per 40 have dipped. Assist percentage down, turnover percentage high. Usage rate is about the same as it's been. I mean, it's a little bit lower than it was the last couple of years, but it's not really that far off from what his career has been. It's a concern right now. Chris Paul's play is a concern because the Rockets really count on Chris Paul, I think, to pick up the slack when James doesn't have a 47 or a 50-point game. That's the guy that we're all counting on to be that guy.
We're almost a month. He's had one 20-point game. One 20-point game in a month, almost a month, 5 days short of a month. He had two 20-point games and a 24. It looked like he had turned a corner from October 17th to the 23rd, and then bam, he got – well, he was hurt, and he sat for 3 games. And since he's come back, 14-12, 5-12, 23-11, 14-10, 11.
Right.
And the shooting has just been horrendous ever since the injury. He looked like he had turned a corner. He had gone 26, 21, 10, 24, 20, 20, and then bam. It's scary, man. I don't know anyone to take his contract right now, anyone. And he's a superstar in the league, and I don't know anybody that would want that deal. All right, it's 8:15 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. ForHims.com/John5. ForHims.com/John5. Getting your mojo on in the boudoir. Listen, all the kids are on their way to school, and Daddy, what is getting your mojo on in the boudoir? What does that mean? Kids, it means a good time. That's what it means. Listen, what it is you having, you know, the confidence, feeling great about yourself, knowing that you're going to be the guy that you've been before in your life, and you don't want to lose that. Well, you don't have to lose that. What you have to do is go to ForHims.com/John5, and especially to save a bunch of money. You know, hey, are you one of the Richie Riches that just wants to pay for those exorbitant prices for the farm, the pharmaceuticals that are just ridiculous? I mean, ridiculous. Well, you don't have to. What you have to do is go to ForHims.com/John5. ForHims.com/John5. And you get that for the first month, $5. $5 while supplies last. It's so good. And then it's affordable after that. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You do it all online. You do it at your own leisure, privacy, all those things. ForHims.com/John5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Aaron Wilson did a piece today sizing up the Texans' top Pro Bowl candidates. I didn't click on it. It's clickbait. Because there's the answer is two. Okay, all pro. Forget Pro Bowl. Does Nuke make all pro?
Yes.
First team.
Yes.
He's first team all pro.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Now, go study all the numbers, but...
Who else?
Oh, let me look...
Michael Thomas?
Yeah. He slowed down here a little bit recently. Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill. Well, Tyreek Hill can play in the slot.
Still wide receiver.
I wonder, will they differentiate that? Put two?
No, they just have WR, WR.
Yeah.
They usually have three, I think. If I remember correctly, they usually have three tight ends.
But Nuke definitely deserves to be first team.
Yeah, and you know...
Is JJ first team?
It's going to be hard to keep Julio Jones out of there. Holy crap. Julio's got 1,500...
Did he catch a touchdown?
Did he
catch a touchdown?
He's going yeah. Andre Johnson, full Andre Johnson, yeah. 1,511 yards receiving and six touchdowns.
Yeah. Nuke has 11.
Mike Evans, 13-28, five touchdowns.
And it's surprising.
And there's Nuke with the yards and the
touchdowns.
Tyreek
Hill, only 78 receptions.
Devontae Adams, 12 touchdowns.
1,300 yards, which is fifth in the league. 78 is way down.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a question.
I don't think Tyreek Hill makes the first team.
Do you remember back in the day when you don't think Tyreek Hill makes it?
Look at his numbers. Just 78 receptions, which is way down the list.
He's got 11 touchdowns and 1,300 11
touchdowns.
Yards.
How far is that off 13 of Nuke? Is fifth on the list.
How far is that off of from Nuke?
But you got Julio ahead of him, Mike Evans ahead of him, Nuke ahead of him,
yeah,
Devontae ahead of him.
They don't score touchdowns. They don't have the same impact
well,
on
Nuke
games.
Does.
Nuke does, yeah.
And so does Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams has more yards and more touchdowns.
Doesn't matter.
And 100 receptions.
He's got more targets. Is that mattering? Who has a bigger impact on winning?
Here's the problem with Tyreek Hill. He's got 78 receptions on 121. That average, that ratio is not very good. 121 targets and 78 receptions. That's not very good.
Well, he averages 16.7 a catch from the slot.
That is really good.
That's really good. Who has a big impact on
Mike
winning?
Mike Evans has better numbers across
Come
the board.
On. Mike Evans, you can't. Mike Evans doesn't have
well,
any
not
impact
Mike, no,
on.
Well, not Mike. No. He's
doesn't.
Got but 17.9, almost 18 yards a catch.
Mike, it doesn't matter. Mike Evans doesn't have touchdowns, and he's not impacted.
Well, here's
winning.
The thing: is Tyreek Hill has impacted winning. Julio hasn't. Evans
not,
hasn't.
You're
Adams
not
hasn't.
In. He's got a return touchdown also. From a rushing standpoint, fewer rushing yards. Well, he's got more actually this year than last year, but only 119. So it's not a huge difference. But Tyreek Hill is having a major impact on winning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'll put him over the top. Yeah. Oh, and it should put him over the top of Julio. Julio, Evans, Adams, none of them have impacted winning. Thielen, none of them. Now Nuke has impacted winning, and Tyreek Hill has impacted winning.
They would be my first two, and then after that. I mean, I don't want to just fall in love with touchdowns because then you go Devontae Adams because he's double digit too. I think you go Julio. You got to go with the guy who leads the league by over like almost 200 yards receiving. I think if you have three wide receivers, that's who it is. You can't leave out Tyreek Hill, and you definitely can't leave out Nuke. He's got catches, he's got yards, he's got touchdowns. He's in there maybe ahead of anybody.
But, you know, Michael Thomas, 109 catches, yeah. Leads the league, 1,267 yards, eight touchdowns.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas and he impacts
Absolutely.
Winning.
Absolutely. I think you have to look at winning right now. That has a major factor. Do you remember when running backs scored a crap ton of touchdowns and like fantasy football if you had LaDainian Tomlinson, somebody was about to get rolled. Because LaDainian Tomlinson was no joke. He's getting in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I'm acutely aware of this. How many rushing touchdowns do you think Ezekiel Elliott has? Ezekiel Elliott, by the way, 1,349 yards.
Well, their offense doesn't score much. Almost, I'm going to say four.
Well, that's a little disrespect. You're a little out of line.
Well, it's a couple.
You're a little out of line with four rushing touchdowns.
You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
So, wait a minute. So, have the Cowboys scored four touchdowns this year?
Yeah, they got like eight.
We'll see. Oh, so he has six of them?
Almost all of them are. He's got six of them.
Amari Cooper caught three in one game.
A bunch, yeah.
Come on. Amari Cooper scored touchdowns sometimes.
Stop.
How many touchdowns did he score in the last game, Dell?
and score any points.
Oh, and oh, wait a minute. Did they score any points? No.
I just said they didn't score any points. I just said that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, I said that.
Well, thank you.
I said that.
Thank you. 0 points. Zero.
Ezekiel Elliott, 6 rushing touchdowns. How is that possible? Like, seriously, how is it possible to have 6 rushing touchdowns if you got 286 carries and over 1,300 yards? That seems impossible. I would think at least 9. At least 9 touchdowns.
What's the – who's got the – oh, is it – no, Gurley.
It's
got
to be Gurley.
Gurley, yeah.
Without even hardly trying, I would say it's Gurley. Oh, yeah, 17.
Yeah, and Kamara. That's Kamara and Connor.
Saquon is going to end up with over 1,200 yards and potentially 10 touchdowns. It's a hell of a rookie year. Do you rookie of the year, him or Baker Mayfield?
Wow, that's tough.
That's a really tough decision, right? I don't think there's anyone else in it, right? Those are the two guys.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield or Saquon Barkley?
That'll be a close vote.
It's going to be a really close vote.
Yep. I would
Baker's game, last game, Baker's touchdown passes. And
I would probably
Saquon's
vote for Baker, even though Saquon's been unbelievable.
I might too.
I mean, what he has done, I mean, just turning, he's turned, helped turn a franchise around.
Who do you vote for? Darius Leonard, Derwin James.
Derwin's pretty good now. But no, Darius Leonard is, he's the.
Darius Leonard
might be the NFL's defensive player of the year.
Darius Leonard missed a game and a half, and he's 22 tackles ahead of Luke Kuechly. He's got 146. He leads the league in tackles. He has his numbers, and I told, and the Colts are
and
doing
that impacts winning too. By the way,
oh yeah, he's helped
that
he's,
dude. Yeah,
well, look at his numbers. I don't think the Colts have done a very good job of getting his name out there. A lot of people are just defaulting to Derwin. I found out National Football Writers don't really know what Darius Leonard, the rookie, is doing. He's got Darius Leonard has, if I remember correctly, 7 sacks.
Well, that's on them. If they vote for this thing they don't know what he's doing.
I mean, this is a rookie who leads the league in tackling, has 7 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 2 recovered fumbles, 6 passes defensed, and an interception. I mean, if he doesn't win, but Derwin James is on a hotter team. Well, I say a hotter team, a better team at 13 wins.
Yeah.
And he's had a good year, too, but how do you – I don't know how you fade those kind of numbers.
I don't think
Leighton Vander Esch has come on nicely, but it's not. You know, that's going to end up being a great rookie. That draft is going to end up being a great draft. Sam Darnold showed signs of being a legit guy the last game against the Texans. I thought he had one of his best games, maybe his best game of the year. Baker's come out and played just exceptional football for
Saquon.
A rookie. Saquon is the truth. Leonard, Quentin Nelson. Minka's playing. Isn't Minka playing well for Miami Dell? I've heard good things about Minka.
Had a pick 6 over the weekend.
Derwin James is a high impact player. That's going to end up being a really Bradley Chubb is going to break the rookie has a chance to break rookie sack record. Rookie tackle record was just broken by Darius Leonard. Bradley Chubb has 12 sacks now.
Hmm.
He has 12 sacks as a rookie. Yeah. He should be in the mix, too.
713-780-3776.
By the way, Leighton Vander Esch is up to 116 tackles. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, too. He's made Sean Lee expendable.
He has.
time for us to talk about Thrive Plus. Did you have a couple of cocktails last night? I did. We were at the game, and we had beer.
Oh, okay.
There is such a thing called Coors Light at Rockets games. Don't know if you heard. But, yeah, I had a few and then came home. What? Take 3 Thrive. Boom, bing, boom, boom. Feel great the next day. It's what you do. And as a matter of fact, it is so good. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed. And because they said if you don't feel 50% better, you get your money back. They'll send you your money back. That's a guarantee. It's a Houston company. So if you order today by 3 o'clock, you'll have your Thrive tomorrow. And feel better. Why would you want to feel poorly the next day? I don't know how much you drink, but if you have any, even a couple glasses of wine, you're not going to feel yourself the next day. Feel better. At 50% or even more right now at DecideThrive.com. Decide this holiday season. Okay, the holidays are coming up. You're going to have some libations. Wake up the next day feeling great. DecideThrive.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got to get the Houston Rockets winners of four in a row, James Harden with 47. We got a Rockets remix that we really need to get to. This is, you know, there's different bangers in the club. There's different hype music that people use that they listen to get ready. I would say in terms of a hype track for the Rockets, this is one that was created previously by our friend Frank Bullington. It features an old school listener named Mike and Derry Ashford, who
Mike and Derry Ashford, for there's a lot of people out there that don't know who he is.
He was the first caller we ever had on our show.
Yeah.
Ever.
And he was the first caller, I think, on a record in a Guinness World Book of Records.
Days that he had a sports talk call to some show. Anyway, Mike came out. We were giving away, I think it was Rockets tickets, and you had to do a Rockets, rap.
Was it Cartman that did the Mike and Derry Ashford?
No, it's actually real Mike and Derry Ashford doing.
No, but remember the.
Well, this is for sure Mike and Derry Ashford.
No, right.
He was at the location.
But wasn't there a Mike and Derry Ashford on the mobile?
I don't know who that would be. Yeah. I have no idea who that would be. Pretty good.
It was really good.
Yeah, guys. Working in a textile factory.
Every time he called me,
Mike. But anyway, Mike had all these crazy things he knew. Like he claimed he went to play Little League baseball at Trump and had a picture of it. And yeah. this is like
he didn't claim it. He had the picture.
This is 10, 11 years ago. This is before he was president. Or what? Yeah. This is just like
he played Little League baseball with Trump.
Yeah, he had
a tout service. That he picked games. He said, you know, he actually said he made a lot of money gambling. I don't know where Mike is. He disappeared.
Yeah.
He was like every show we did at Nick's place, he'd be there.
So Mike came and tried to, and had his own Rockets rap. He tried to win. I don't know if he won or not. And it was remixed. It was remixed and it became the perfect anthem and hype song for your Houston Rockets. So listen to this, and just remember, James hit 47, and when you hear this, you're gonna get hyped.
Come on, Rocket fans in the stands. Come on, Rocket fans in the stands. Let me see you clap your hands. Now that you got the beat, let us see you stomp your feet. Now that you got the groove, let me see your body move. Let me see your body. Let me see your body. Let me see your body move. Let me see your body. Let me see your body. Let me see your body move. Step on the starter, crank up the Lizzie. Come on, Rockets, let's get busy. Step on the starter, crank up the Lizzie. Come on, Rockets, let's get busy. Come on, Rockets. Come on, Rockets. Come on, Rockets. Wearing red, red, red. Come on, Rockets. Come on, Rockets. Come on, Rockets. Please cover the 3-point spread.
The 3-point spread.
The 3-point spread.
Is he okay?
Yeah. He got caught.
For those of you who never heard of him, you got to figure like I don't know how old was Mike even 5 years ago. 75?
No, I think it was younger.
You think?
I think.
No. How old is Trump?
That's a good question. I guess they played Little League Baseball.
Little League Baseball together.
No, Trump's like 74. I don't know.
Oh, well, so he was close to 70. Yeah. Because this was how, oh no, this was a while. This is 10 years ago he did
over,
that.
Probably 10 years ago. But it was, yeah, he once got robbed at Rock Point in Angola whenever he used to work overseas.
Trump's 72 right now.
All right. So Mike was probably in his early 60s.
Early 60s.
Mike was probably in his early 60s. But if that doesn't get, if the Rockets aren't playing
seemed
that, frankly.
Seemed older.
Yeah. If the Rockets aren't playing that before games. Frankly, and they want to talk about their game in-game experience, then I don't want to hear it. If that's not played before the game to start off, to kick off the game, I don't want to hear it. And then when he says, step on Estrada, crank up the Lizzy. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Come on, Rockets, let's get busy. And the other thing that I really love is that he mentions, come on, Rockets, cover the 3-point spread.
Yes.
Always be covering. Always be covered.
Oh, ABC.
Del, where do you live?
I don't think that's any of your business.
You live in League City. We know this to be a fact.
Something like that.
We know this to be a fact.
Same thing.
ABC 13 Galveston. News. John, would you say ABC 13 has real stories or fake stories?
Accreditation.
Fake stories.
Do they have real stories on the news department at Channel 13? Thank you.
Real stories.
This is a real story coming from ABC 13. There's a mystery in League City where a man is pretending to be a cop and pulling over drivers in League City.
Huh.
What have you been doing lately, Del?
Yeah.
After you leave here?
Yeah.
What do you do all afternoon?
That's
nap?
My likely scenario. I'm going to be pretending to be pulling over people when it's more likely before I even get to the opportunity, I'll get pulled over.
Really?
Yeah.
No, why not? Maybe it's a preemptive
with what
strike.
Car?
A with preemptive
what,
strike.
What car? My Scion's a detective.
All you have to say is
a car
undercover.
Looks like a car detective. Yeah.
I'm undercover.
I'm undercover.
To do what?
Do you have a police uniform anywhere?
No, I do not.
All you need is one of those red and blue lights that you can stick on your top of your car from out the window. With
I don't
your
have
left
one
hand.
Of those either. Did they describe the man who's been pulling over people?
It said squirrely.
No. What's the description?
Squirrely?
Nope. What's the description?
Wears Vans.
No, I don't wear Vans all the time. Mm-hmm. What's the
look,
description?
I would give you a description if I had it.
LBGT hat on
it's
all the
Long
time.
Long Beach State hat.
It's just a screen cap of the picture of the article. I have to actually look
How would
up
you
the article.
Open up the article and they'll probably give you a description. I bet you it's not 5'9 black man.
It might be.
Might
I
be.
Bet you it's not.
Probably. Oh, I'll bet it could be.
I bet you it's not.
Let me look. Fake cop pulling over drivers. I'm just going to
this is terrible. Are you following NFL matchup on ESPN? Most pressured quarterbacks this year.
Well, yeah.
Percentage of dropbacks where QB is sacked, hit, or under duress. 3 seconds or less. Who's number one? Wow.
It's Deshaun.
41.7% of the time. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. 3 seconds or less. 41, almost 42%.
2.6 is the league norm to get the ball out. So three's still a little high, but you'd still like for it to be.
Yeah, but if you watch Ben Roethlisberger, it's like, dude,
Ben's got a better offensive line.
He's got a great offensive line.
He's got a better offensive line. By the way, fake cop pulling over drivers, just so I can get this out on Dell. Police said they've narrowed the suspects down to a few people. They think the person may be a licensed peace officer of some sort, which
maybe a radio
the
producer.
The man was not in uniform, but was wearing a T-shirt that said police on it.
Del.
The man is described as being all right. This is
yeah. 5'9", what does it say?
It's unclear.
No. What does it say?
It's unclear.
What does it say?
Here's the initial description.
Okay.
White man, medium brown
all
hair,
right
small
then.
Build, approximately 5'6", between 45 to 50.
That could be you.
That's one of the people doing this.
What if you do whiteface?
And I decided to grow. I decided to age myself 10 to 15 years.
Too? Yeah. Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah.
Not
and
me. Thank you.
And
at this
squat
point,
a little bit. 5'6".
At this point, Dell is apparently not on the
thank
suspects
you.
List. But that's the first
for once,
initial.
I'm not on the suspects in League City.
Do you know how inaccurate identifications are?
You have not been pulling over people pretending to be police, have you?
Don't be my dad.
All right. So this, I'm not going to say this exonerates Dell.
No.
Yes, it does.
What I will say is that it muddies the water.
It doesn't muddy any water.
It clouds the
water.
The water
was always clear.
Oh,
I was
like
never
you can't,
suspect.
You can't disguise yourself?
I'm doing whiteface and
white
shrinking
face.
And aging 10
listen,
years.
Maybe they didn't get a good look at you. They just heard you. Maybe that.
That doesn't work. How do I pulled him over. What do you
they
mean?
Said, they said, oh, white guy.
Keep your face forward. You could have done some kind of crazy southern voice. Y'all,
well, know, keep your face forward.
Man, y'all.
I watched Black Klansman, by the way. 65% of it.
You guys think I'm putting in the effort to do that? I barely want to do this job.
That's true. Dell's been, all right. Dell's been
exonerated.
Dell's exonerated. Dell's been dropped from the suspect list.
Thank you.
Damn it.
I know. He makes a good point about the effort thing.
Yeah.
I just don't see him going out of his way to do that.
Oh, yeah. You know what's fun? Talking to more people.
What? Said Dell.
You don't even want to pull him over.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to talk to him.
If I was an actual police officer, I'd be like, go ahead. I just don't want to talk to you today. Go ahead. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Why is he pulling? And by the way, has anyone been assaulted or? Is he just pulling him over?
Thinks he just wants.
What's he doing?
Exert some measure of power, I think.
Here's what Nikki says in response to the Rockets hype song that we just played. This is horrible. My ears are bleeding. Oh my God! Is he having an orgasm at the end? Vomit face emoji.
Hmm.
This is the most. First of all, is.
Guess what? You're not.
I'm not going. You're not a Rocket fan. Oh, number one. And number two, I'm not going to say I don't know what was happening at the end of that song. It was.
No, it was. I thought he was dying. Not an orgasm. I thought he was dying. But guess what?
Neither are
Nikki,
great.
You're
neither
not great. A great Yelp person, okay?
What does that mean?
Because her critiques are terrible, okay? Yeah. I don't trust anything you say on Yelp.
Typical Yelp hater is what she is.
That's what she is.
This song, I could have done a song way better. This restaurant was okay. I just thought it was overpriced, and I also thought the food was wildly average and blah, blah, blah. This rap, for supposedly being built up to be so great as a hype song, left me wanting more, and it sounded like the old guy was having an orgasm at the end. I will not come back.
Which leads me right into, guys, Christmas is almost here. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, nudies, sleepwear.
And play that rap.
Available exclusive. Yeah, if you play that rap, you don't think you're going to get her in the mood? Sensuous and smooth. Nudie's pajama feel just like her own bare skin. More alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas, so comfortable that you'll both stay occupied. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. And you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men, just like you, made their loved ones happy by giving them Nudie's pajamas. So you can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today. Last year, they sold out before Christmas. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them Granato with ESPN 975 sent you.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 975.
Could. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you could. Yeah, he's, like I said earlier, he's had a good few weeks of practice, and he's looked good.
So, this question has been posed to him, and he was just talking about Deontay Foreman. He's had a good couple of weeks of practice. Lamar Miller's banged up. We know what Alfred Blue is. Time to bring him in. Time to bring in, I think so.
Yeah.
Foreman? Give me a shot. Why not? What do you got to
do? No, he's definitely going to be there.
Give him a shot.
He said.
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't think he was in shape when they ignited the 21-day window, but Bill O'Brien seemed to intimate that he's had a good last couple of weeks, and he only had two running backs available last week, and that almost came back to bite him. So I think we'll see depending on Lamar Miller, I think we'll see three running backs active this time, and I think Deontay Foreman will be one, and Foreman's going to get carries, I would predict. And it sounds like it there based on what Bill O'Brien said, too.
So, again, Deshaun, the number one most pressured quarterback in the NFL, 41.7. Josh Allen, second at 39. Pat Mahomes, 36. Pat Mahomes seems to handle it. A little bit better. We've seen him on the run plenty, making plays, throwing against his body, throwing left-handed. He's done that a few times now.
Yeah.
I mean, his improvisation is tremendous. It's just tremendous. Deshaun kind of runs into his offensive lineman and bounces off and then spins out and then... You know, it's not nearly as fluid.
He's not as fluid
as you would think.
In the pocket as you would think. No. Not at all.
Peyton Manning does the detail. He did Andrew Luck this past week.
Yeah.
And while Andrew Luck is not nearly as now listen, Andrew Luck is third least pressured quarterback this year. Drew Brees is number one at just 19.4%. Deshaun is pressured twice as much as Drew Brees is. Ben Roethlisberger is under 20%. Andrew Luck is at 21%. But Peyton did a piece on detail, and Andrew Luck just dropped back and then took two steps to his right, and the pocket was perfect. And you can just feel it. There's a feeling, a pocket, like Brady's been great. Ben Roethlisberger's been great in the pocket.
Yep.
They can stand there and they can feel. You have to have this. It doesn't feel like Deshaun has that sixth sense, that sixth pocket sense.
You either have it or you don't. And I think you're 100% right. Deshaun does not have great what's called pocket mobility. The feel
just,
inside
just a
the pocket.
Side step or a half a step.
You Brady is one of the – I mean, yeah. Tom Brady's one of the best that's ever had it.
Yep.
But certain quarterbacks have it and certain quarterbacks don't. And Deshaun's becomes, when he maneuvers around the pocket, he tends to drop his eyes for escape points. And then he comes out over the top, which is, you always want to escape, I think, through the up and through the side where you know, I think that's the easier. You don't want to go up and around because David Carr was the worst.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking
of
David Carr.
Remember how he would always go up and over?
I was just
going to
say, he'd go either that or directly sideways.
Yeah.
And, you know, or backwards. And no, Aaron Rodgers is doing that a lot lately, directly backwards. Now, he's got enough arm to overcome it.
You want to step up. You want to climb the pocket and then escape to the side. But, it's that's a problem for Deshaun. He doesn't have the great pocket mobility where he can move around to find clean spaces and still deliver. He tends to want to get. He'll show a little bit of panic and then try to get out of there and then make plays on the move.
And you're right. He looks down. He looks at the guys around, and he's looking for a spot, whereas the guys with the best pocket awareness and mobility keep their eyes down the field. Mm-hmm. When you start to look at the rush, well, can you really blame him, though, with how much he's been hit, with how much he's pressured, that, you know, that some of those mechanics, you lose some of it because, well, I'm sorry. It's just... I actually have got the only way I can get out of this is finding an escape route, and you know it's just something that I don't know that you can really blame him because this offensive line, I'm back and forth on, it's either corner or offensive lineman for me that I don't know which.
Well, whoever the best on
whoever the best
board
player
is.
Yeah, but the number one overriding factor is protect the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though there might be a corner that's a little bit better or a little bit higher on your board, number one thing you have to do this offseason is protect the franchise because he gives you the chance. You can live with a inferior corner. You can't live with an inferior left tackle because if Deshaun goes down, your season is done.
Here's the thing. You know Deshaun's going to hang on to the ball, right? That's what he does. You know that's going to be the case. I'm not killing him about it. That's what he does. That's just kind of a flaw he has. You can still make his life easier by giving him better protection. They are not mutually exclusive where the offensive line is terrible or Deshaun's hanging on to it too long. I think the offensive line is not good enough talent-wise. I think they've played much better, but they're not good enough talent-wise. They need to add more talent, and Deshaun's got to get better taking care of the ball. The Deshaun thing may or may not happen. You keep working on it. The part about being able to add talent, you can control that.
Mm-hmm.
You can control that. And Ben Roethlisberger, guess what? They spent first rounders. Now they got Villanueva, ended up being, you know, they kind of stole him at left tackle, but they spent money on the right. They spent draft capital on their right tackle. David DeCastro was a first rounder.
Pouncey
at right guard. Pouncey was, I think, a first round pick as well. Like, they went out and made it a priority. The Texans have to do the same.
Then they haven't. They've got one in their history. One first round offensive line.
D. Brown.
That's it. And how long ago is that now?
And he was the seventh tackle off the board.
Speaking of how long ago. Speaking of talent, what about John Clay Wolf? That's one talented dude. And he's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, John Clay Wolf?
Speaking of bringing in new talent, when is your, you know, this is the time of year that people take vacations. When's your co-host taking vacation? I want to come down and do a few shows with you and bust your balls.
Well, here's what we do is we all take vacation together. So you can come and just do the show by yourself if you want.
No. I want to come chop. I want to be that teacher that's popping you with a ruler, busting your balls. You just need a good tune-up because you're the king down there, and you need somebody who'll stand up to you.
Well, here's
in the eyeballs till you're screwing up.
Here's the problem: is you having a 4-hour show every day? I don't know that we could keep the license. Here's the deal: is you and your and the stuff. How is it going in California? How are you getting accepted there?
This is not. Not well. They don't like me, John. They don't like me in California.
Well, that's because you say stuff, okay? And not sure that it's that weekday morning radio is ready for all the stuff that you say. But here's the deal: is we are ready for you to give me the VIN.com, and beat CarMax and you beat Texas Direct Auto.
We do, or we pay you $100. And last week we broke the all-time national Manheim auctions record. We sold 422 in one sitting last Wednesday morning.
Wow.
Yep.
And you buy thousands a month, right?
Not thousands, but 2,000. Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. And you're guaranteed to get the best price because if CarMax can beat it, okay, then you get $100. If Texas Direct Auto can beat it, okay, then you get. But if not, you sell it to John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.